As the Industrial Revolutions progress, and Marx has written his volumes of Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto, his ideas take root. Marxism then becomes synonymous with communism. And there's these communist scares all over the place. I mean, the United States goes through red scares. Europe goes through red scares. Each of the capitalist nations in the world is petrified that this idea of communism or Marxism is going to infiltrate their society and their workers, and you're going to have this communist overthrow. And so this goes on for a while, and it kind of percolates under the surface until World War I. And in World War I, Russia is mired in a mess. The Tsar, Russia is just waiting to topple. The Tsar's in the war at home. There is a lack of food. There's unemployment. People are starving in the streets. And so while the Tsar is off fighting this pointless war in Europe, Vladimir Lenin and the Bolsheviks means the majority, the Bolsheviks stage a coup. And so what they do is they, in essence, launch a civil war against the Tsar under the banner of land, bread, and peace, and they're going to bring communism, Marxism, to the Soviet Union. Well, they defeat the Tsar. They take the Tsar and his family and the Tsarina, and they take him up into the mountains, and they shoot him in the head, and they cut them up into little pieces and pour acid on their body and throw their bones and pieces into these deep wells. And so the violent revolution takes place. And the overthrow of Russia after some pushing with the Reds and the Whites is complete. And so what happens is the Bolshevik Revolution turns Russia into the USSR or the Soviet Union. So in 1917, you have the first communist nation in the world. So there's just one problem. The Soviet Union never becomes a communist country. Lenin dies of a stroke within 5 years of the revolution. Stalin takes over, and Stalin's nuts. Stalin makes Hitler look like a pussycat. He murders his own people. He rules through terror. He's a brutal, paranoid dictator, and certainly not a communist. However, he uses the mantle of communism, calls himself a communist, and calls the Soviet Union a communist nation. So this idea, this goal, this dream of a theory nation of workers and sharing and never really takes place. The Soviet Union becomes a communist dictatorship, more of a dictatorship than communism. It is a command economy, and Stalin rules with an iron fist until he dies of natural causes in 1953. And so the world has never seen a true communist nation. Cuba's not communist. China's not communist. Vietnam's not communist. North Korea is certainly not communist. These are dictatorships with command economies. And so Marxism has never come to be. It never will. Think about it. The theory that a whole nation would forego personal property, private property, and share everything, it just can't happen. It never will happen. It never has happened.